Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Charlene T. from Chula Vista.
Hi, guys. My name's Charlene. I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is April 22nd, 2015. I have a sponsor who has a sponsor. I go to meetings. I love women's meetings. I actually go to meetings at South Bay Pioneers. I really love that place. That's where I started going, and I met my sponsor there. I didn't know I was going to speak tonight, and I'm really glad to be here. I, like, had no idea until this morning. And, of course, I said yes, so I'm here. And it feels good to be speaking because, let me see what they're going to say. So when I got sober, it took me a little while to actually trust women. I knew I needed a sponsor. And somebody who had over 30 years actually approached me and said, hey, you know, I want you to go to meetings. I need you to get a cell phone, and I need you to call me back when I call you. And I'm like, I didn't want a cell phone. I did not want a cell phone. But I wanted to go to any length to stay sober. So I know I needed to do this, and it was hard. So I got the cell phone. I got the sponsor. We started reading the book, and I realized that I wanted a different sponsor. So I found another sponsor, and I actually worked the 12 steps with her. She and I are really close. I always run things past her. I'm so glad she's in my life. She's really a gift from God because I can't do it alone. I told her tonight, I said, I'm speaking tonight. She goes, oh, my God, I'm so happy, because she knows that I don't like to speak, but I actually do like to speak in person, but not in groups, you know. But it's important for me to carry the message because AA has kept me clean and sober for over 2 years. This meeting looks really cool. I love this meeting, actually. Looking around, it's really a lot of people here. Let me see. So before I got sober, I'd spent a lot of time in jails and prisons. And I didn't think I could really change my life. I always thought I'd go back to prison because of my drug and alcohol abuse. So hitting rock bottom for me was basically when my dad, who's always been there for me, and he's actually a member of this program, he told me, I need you to get sober, and you need to do it, like, immediately. And, you know, because I was living with him, you know. And he told me this before, but something, it touched my heart one night, because he had always been there for me, especially when I was in prison. He used to send me money. And he'd always been there for me, always told me he loved me. And he means everything to me. So that was a big motivator. I wanted to show him, because he's older, I wanted to show him I can get sober, you know, and it's something I really wanted. And when I got here, they kept saying, if you got to go to any length to stay sober, you got to go to any length, okay? This is not like a sometime thing. And I learned that that is very true. Whenever I'm feeling a certain kind of way, I don't even know how I feel sometimes, okay? I just know that I can't drink and I can't use drugs, no matter what, okay? And that's it. Praying to God and asking him to show me his will, and believing that he will every day has kept me sober. A lot of good things have happened since I got sober. I started school at City College. And I learned a lot about myself. I started doing personal growth classes that helped me a lot, learn about me. And I learned that I'm always going to be learning about myself because I don't know who I am. I just know I'm an alcoholic and a drug addict. And what else? A lot of good things have happened to me. I was able to quit smoking, too. And I was a chain smoker, for reals. But I just started using the 12 steps for everything that I wanted to quit in life. And a lot of people love me now, and I can feel it, you know, like people showed up tonight I didn't even know I was going to speak tonight, and then people from my meeting, they showed up right now, and I don't know, I feel really supported, and that's what this AA has given me, really, is friends that have a program that will go to any length to support me, and I think that's really cool, it's special, and I didn't have that before in my life. I thought I did, but I didn't, you know, and the old lifestyle I used to have, I had to leave it alone completely. And it was hard. I had a friend come by my house recently that didn't know I was sober. And she had no idea. Like, she thought I just knew everything what was going on in her life. And I was like, no, you know, I'm sober now. And I stood up to her and I was like, you know, and you can't come in. You can't use the bathroom, you know. And that was hard for me to do. But I remember my dad telling me, you're going to be able to do stuff like that. You're going to be able to tell people, no, you know, you're sober. And no, you can't be in my life. And that was really, I don't know, having that happen, it means a lot to me. It just, being able to grow like that in this program. So the 12 steps for me was a good way to bond with my sponsor too, because I wanted to work them thoroughly, and I didn't really know what that meant. So as we did them, we did a lot of praying, and that gave me faith that that what I was doing is real, and it was a commitment to God and to myself. And I don't know, some people say you only work the steps one time, but I know a lady in the rooms who says, you know, you should do it every year, and I'm kind of like listening more to that lady, you know, because more stuff comes up for us. And like I said, I'm willing to go to any length to stay sober, and I just want to stay in touch with how I'm doing my program and what kind of relationship I have with myself and my God. So I learn a lot from these people in the rooms, you know. I'm open to suggestions. I love it when people keep it real with me, because I need that, because if I believe my head all the time, man, I don't, you know. Because the head does tell you things that aren't true, and sometimes my ego gets in the way, and I start believing that I need to be in relationships, you know, or that I need to, you know. I don't know, it's funny, though. The ego tells you things like that, but I'm able to identify it now, thank God, and write about it, and then take a look at it later and be like, you know what, all I want to do is stay sober and do God's will, and the ego just, that's going to get me back into some other mode, you know, where I put something above my recovery and my higher power. And it's hard, but once I just am brutally honest with myself about what my motives are with people, I'm able to, you know, walk freer, knowing that I'm doing the right thing. It's not easy, though. Believe me, I'm not an expert. I also have kind of like a people pleaser problem, the please disease. I learned that I have this people. I like to people please. I learned it. It comes out a lot, but now I've learned how to say no without an explanation, just affirm negative, you know, and it feels good to say no. And people aren't mad at me. They're just like, all right. I was like, what? It's okay. Oh, okay. All right. And then I just, you know, try to keep my poker face on when I say no, though, because really inside I'm like, I don't want to say no. But I didn't say no today when they asked me to speak, and I'm glad I said yes. And I'm just glad to be a member of AA. I'm glad that I feel connected to this room right now, and I feel like God's here. It's good to see a sign language person right here to help carry the message, too. I don't see that at the meetings I go to, so that's really awesome. Being a woman, I really connect with the women's meetings a lot, but I do go to some mixed meetings, and there's old-timers there that say stuff like this. They say, the big book, this one old guy, he picks up the big book, and he says, it has endless possibilities of personal growth are in the big book, and I think that's really powerful. And when he says it, I believe it, you know, he picks it up, and he's got over 40 years sober, so that was really, I love hearing stuff like that, because it gives me hope, and that's why I keep coming back, just to hear the message, whoever it comes out of. And was that 1 minute? Oh, okay. So, you guys got a really awesome speaker that's coming up right after me. Okay, I actually really love her. She's my boss. And I met her in the rooms of AA. So I don't know. The people we meet here, you know, they end up being a big part of our lives. And I'm just glad they're sober people, you know, because we get to carry the message together. And that's all I got. Thank you. Thanks, guys.